Mahajano Yenagata Sapanta. We must follow in the footsteps of these types of great devotees. And during this yatra, we should take this very seriously. We come to the yatra to make advancement, not to make offenses. We make advancement by serving. And please know that service doesn't mean according to your convenience. Service means sacrifice, tolerance, humbling yourself in a difficult situation, to put someone else before yourself, to give pleasure to another Vaishnava. That is what service is about. We have spoken Prabhupada's immortal sentence that a person's greatness has to be estimated by their willingness and their ability to tolerate provoking circumstances. We are not fair-weather devotees. Fair-weather devotees means we will perform our service to Guru, we will perform our service to the devotees and Krishna when it's convenient for me. I love to hear stories about selfless servants like Haridas Thakur or Kolavecha Sridhar or Kanchi Purna. But when it comes to my own life, if it's convenient, if it's comfortable, if it's to my interest, then I am the most humble, obedient servant. But if it means some irritation or inconvenience to me, then I have a different mentality. So during this yatra, we should be in this spirit. Yes, there are inconveniences. And sometimes it's beyond the control of the management or the organization of the yatra. In Tirupati, they told us, 9 o'clock sharp, you be here, if you're late, you won't get in. We were there. But then they didn't let us in till about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Yes? What can we do? Waiting, 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 long lines, hungry, buses. We have been told that obstacles are the greatest benedictions because they give us an opportunity to actually show our devotion. It was Balaji that kept us waiting through his servants. In all of our organizations and all our management, you know, they did everything they could, but some things are just beyond our control. So when things are hard, when things are difficult, do we put ourselves in front of somebody else? That means we have not understood what a Vaishnava is. We have not understood what bhakti is. So in this yatra, if we fight for anything, we should be fighting to put other people in front of us. We should be fighting to give people conveniences before us. We shouldn't be judgmental. We shouldn't be critical. If we are, we're not going to make any advancement on this yatra. We've come to see the good in every devotee. And we've come to serve every devotee. Let everyone else be before me. Now sometimes senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples, they're given special privileges. They don't want special privileges. They are forced upon them. And they humbly accept them as a service to all of us. If someone is forcing a special privilege on you, then you can graciously accept it. But you shouldn't force your sacred privileges upon others. The whole essence of bhakti is servant of the servant of the servant. And how we're serious about it will only be understood when practicing that principle is difficult. when there's an anxiety situation, when there's pressure on us, when our mind is disturbed and distraught, that is the time we can actually show Krishna that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant. Not when it's just so fun and nice and convenient to serve others. Is that clear to everyone? So let us not make this yatra a sham. We want to worship Sham, not Sham. We want to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what makes the yatras beautiful is every single devotee taking the personal responsibility to behave properly and to speak properly. And that means amanina manadena. To offer all respect to others and expect none in return. And offering respect to other means in words and also in action. It is this type of etiquette that pleases Krishna. Otherwise, we force our way before everyone else to see the Lord, but the Lord does not find any pleasure in seeing you. Better you stand at the end of the line and wait 28 hours, and when the Lord sees you, He's pleased. But if you're trampling on others' heads and pulling other people behind and misusing old people and children and women, yes, you'll see the Lord. But you won't make advancement in that. That's not enthusiasm. That's enthusiasm in the mode of passion. We should be enthusiastic in the spirit that Lord Chaitanya held sacred. Servant of the servant of the servant. Does everyone agree with that principle? It's easy to say Hari Bol. We should say Hari Bol, but we should also live Hari Bol, and we should speak Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So we've come to Vaikuntha, but our behavior has to be Vaikuntha. If devotees are not acting properly, then Vaikuntha is like hell. And if devotees are acting properly, then hell is Vaikuntha. Srila Prabhupada explained, what is the Vaikuntha mentality? Vaikuntha mentality is very simple. Every devotee is better than me. Every other devotee is more important than me. Therefore, I must be the menial servant of every other devotee according to my relationship. So please, let us seriously practice this principle every moment, even in the most ordinary dealings we have with devotees in every situation. Otherwise, it's better to just return to Bombay and do what we do there. But we come to holy places in that spirit of following in the footsteps of the great souls.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.